So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show. And today my guest is really amazing because she spent 365 days really tuning in to personal happiness. And, you know, what could be more fun than that? So I'm very delighted to have with me Jacqueline Pertl. Jacqueline, how are you today?
Thank you, Erica, for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing that great today, but I'm great in general. So where are we reaching you today? What state or country are you in?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, and you're in California, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the show likes to go to different places, I think. Trying to think where my last guest was calling from, but it was, I think, another country. So yeah, my show loves being all over the world. So what gave you the idea for doing like a whole year of happiness? What gave you that inspiration?
Well, happiness is really my passion, and I always had that nagging voice inside of me when I live my days and when things happen or don't happen, to say, Jacqueline, what about happiness, right? There has to be another way, a better way, a more high for life, a better feeling way, right? And so all through my life, I, as an energy healer, I help people with healing their energies, finding themselves, tuning in. And I always base it, and always did base it, was a big part of my work, that people find their happiness, which is kind of funny that I say find, because to me, happiness is something that everybody already has. You are happiness, and happiness is you. It's always there. It's always present. It's like a package deal, right? It's great. So you just tune into it and get to know your own happiness. And so it's always been my passion in my work for myself personally. And I have a family with two teenagers now. So also, in my family, I've always put a point to that. And then in 2017, we're sitting around the table, New Year's Eve, and I just had that, guidance and that thought and that in my heart. And I said, that's it. I'm going to devote every single day of 2017 of writing about my own way of happiness, my guidance, my thoughts,
yeah,
spiritually.
Thank you.
And just
take
put
a breath.
Together.
Take a breath. That was like a really long sentence. So just take.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. You know, I love the energy of being able to shift our reality. And, you just mentioned really brings up for me these moments when we say to ourselves something bigger, like it's like bigger than us. I love it. And I love it. Also, you said you were kind of guided. So that's really interesting to me too. So maybe why don't you we're going to get to your book. Don't worry. I'll give you some time to chat about it. But can you tell us, like, when you get like a vision or a insight, what's something someone can do to help follow it?
Like, you mean when they have the vision, then to or to even let it in?
Right, yeah, like when they have the vision to do something, what's a tool or what's something you can tell someone about following that?
To really trust it. Because, our normal thing would be then to, right, you kind of hear that voice or have a vision to maybe not trust it, or maybe just, your mind takes over. But to really trust it, to trust it and to trust when it feels good, right? Mm. If you have a vision and it feels good, to really trust it and go for it.
You have to go for it. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
It's like, and you go for it and you don't quite get when you get these things, because I've had some myself, and you don't quite get like sometimes it doesn't make any sense.
yeah actually you're tapping into something really interesting. Yeah, it's a lot. The best ones are actually, and the truest ones are the ones that don't make sense really.
And true, that's so true. Like, you'll get this vision and you'll be like, really?
Yeah, right.
I'm supposed to do that? And then you're like, huh? But don't you find that on the other side, like, it all sort of becomes clear?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's like when it doesn't make sense, it takes you out of your comfort zone. And why it doesn't make sense really is just because of your comfort zone and your expectations and your mind, your thoughts that says it has to be this way. And it's totally on the opposite. And then to just really go for it. Yeah.
I know. I just want to encourage people, if you're listening, because this thing that Jacqueline did, where every single day, in 2017, she wrote and committed herself to happiness. Isn't that amazing? So tell us a little bit about the book. We have a few minutes left. What was the result of all that work?
Well, it changed me. I mean, I'm a complete different person. I'm much more connected, and I was already connected before. I'm much more committed to happiness. You know, it's like my goal every day, right? Mm. It's not to get this done, to get that done. No, to feel good. You know, every day I want to feel good.
Wow. And
be it a good cry, you know, because crying it can feel good too, right? Or drinking a good tea, that's feeling good. Or, you know, it's like, it's really to not put any pressure on how happiness or how feeling good has to show up for me, you know, and to just say, does this feel good right now? Well, then I guess it's the right way for me.
I love it. Well, tell us where we can find you, learn more about you, and get a copy of your book. If anybody missed the open, I am speaking today with Jacqueline Pirtle, and she just wrote a book, and it's called 365 Days of Happiness. So how can we find out more, Jacqueline?
I have a website. It's called freakyhealer.com, and I'm on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram under the name Freaky Healer, and my book is available wherever books are sold and on Amazon.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica.